Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But is it a great day over in Beijing, where the Winter Olympics so eagerly awaited have begun? There are actually some pretty shocking revelations, not about what's going on in the Chinese Communist Party, but what's going on in the Democratic Party, USA. Why is Nancy Pelosi, of all people, seeming to take on a role defending the communist Chinese regime? I mean, part of what this demonstrates is a long-time tendency on people on the very far left to basically justify even the greatest horrors by communists. And in fact, there's a piece in the New York Times that actually quotes the writer. It's not the official position of the New York Times, saying there's a lot to love about the Communist Party. No, we're not talking about socialist, right? Socialist is supposed to be Bernie Sanders, and it's harmless. It isn't harmless. It's quite damaging. But the outright Communist Party? We will get to that. We'll also get to stunning evidence. There's an absolutely terrific story, and we're going to be talking about it today, about ethnic studies classes where they are completely teaching a full critical race theory curriculum. And it turns out that in a part of California that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, the Hispanic kids hate it. They hate it. And they hate the whole idea of being forced by the state legislature and Governor Gavin Newsom to take ethnic studies courses. We're talking here about immigrant kids who don't really, they would prefer to have a health elective or anything. What do they hate so much about critical race theory? We will get to that on a busy day on the Michael Medved Show. And speaking about that with Ruben Navarrete, we'll also be talking about a leading scholar who's been on the show before, who says that right now America has been invaded by a human sacrifice cult. Yeah, right. I mean, we're concerned talking about Hispanic history. We're going back to the human sacrifice of the Aztecs or the Mayas, who also practiced it. And why is that suddenly popular with a number of American organizations and others who place themselves on the right? We will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first, this was stunning to me. Now, look, it's not anything new or novel. I hate the Olympics. I've always hated the Olympics. I mean, I not only find it intensely boring, but particularly offensive when they use the Olympics to basically do whitewashes for evil regimes. And I do believe the communist Chinese regime is evil. I also believe that Vladimir Putin's regime is evil. And the idea that we're all going to forget about that evil, which involves genocidal policies on the part of the Chinese, we're going to forget about that while we celebrate the Olympics, that's bad enough. But to suggest that it should be the job of American athletes to, you'll pardon the expression, kowtow to the Chinese Communist Party, this is ridiculous. This is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line to the presidency right now. And if that's right, this is the problem with people who have this dream of we're going to impeach President Biden and we're going to impeach Kamala Harris, too. Okay, you get rid of those two. You've got Nancy Pelosi as president. Does this sound like a It is pathetic. Does this sound like a potential president of the United States? Clip two, please.
I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that, but I also worry about what the Chinese government might do to their reputations, to their families.
Okay, this is problematic, and it's so problematic that even over on The View, where generally there's a sympathetic feeling toward Nancy Pelosi, Anna Navarro spoke up about this. Here's what she had to say. This is clip. Before we get to that, there's more in a separate appearance beyond what you just heard, which is shocking enough, at least to me. What you have also is Nancy Pelosi doubling down in her advice, which was not solicited, by the way, to U.S. athletes over in Beijing. Here is what Speaker Pelosi had to say again on this issue. This is clip four.
As I say, as I wish the athletes well, I do not encourage them to speak out against the Chinese government there because I fear for their safety if they do.
This is hard to even believe. This is the way that Anna Navarro responded on The View. Listen, this is clip 14.
She's telling them to not, don't start up.
That's so un-American. You know, what China has done to the Uyghurs is something that should be protested. And if there's any athlete who wants to have the courage to do that, and I understand this is about athleticism, but it's also a huge worldwide platform. The ones I'm angry at is the International Olympic Committee, who keep looking at places like and hosting things in places like Sochi and places like if we know that China has committed genocide and has imprisoned over 1 million Uyghurs, why are they being allowed to host an Olympic game, which is a huge honor for any country?
Okay, that's Anna Navarro, and maybe there's some Chinese gremlins or trolls or something like that messing up the sound there. Which anything is possible, but it's of course the idea that you want to tell American athletes. In other words, I guess what Nancy Pelosi would be saying is, and this is somebody who, remember, when it was American athletes protesting a general racism, not a specific protest about genocide or ongoing killing, was generalized racism that led pro football players, who were very well paid, in fact, to kneel. And would you have any advice to those players that said that NFL is ruthless? You can't mess with them. No, they were hailed as heroes. Why wouldn't you hail as a hero a member of the U.S. Olympic team who said some critical words about China's policies? Does Pelosi really believe, she have reason to believe, that the Chinese would then react to that athlete? Here is Star Jones and Joy. Oh, we'll get to that. Because there was a defense of the, not only of Nancy Pelosi, but implicitly of what's going on in China. And the idea that we have an obligation while the Olympics are going on to keep our athletes safe, if that's the case, if people honestly believe that China can't be trusted to leave athletes alone in case they open their mouths and speak the truth, then why are we allowing them to host the Olympic Games in which we participate? The U.S. government, by the way, has boycotted these games. They're joined by the governments of Canada and the U.K. and more. What is going on here with the kowtowing to China? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
It's pathetic.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's not responsible. It's beneath the dignity. I keep saying that, but we keep getting further beneath the dignity.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing debate about what participants should do regarding the Beijing Olympics and whether it's appropriate for American athletes who are there and there is no Olympic boycott. Do you remember, well, it's part of history. I mean, some people weren't even born then, but back in 1980, there was an Olympic Games in which all of U.S. competition was eliminated. The United States boycotted the Games. That was a decision of President Jimmy Carter. And why did he take that decision? It was because the Russians had invaded Afghanistan. And again, this is it possible that's why Putin is avoiding or at least postponing an invasion of Ukraine? What does it take to get another substantive response to a national outrage? And again, this goes beyond the outrages of threatening Taiwan, of stripping Hong Kong of any of the special status that Hong Kong had been entitled to when Britain pulled out and turned it over, basically, to China. This is all very serious stuff. And the Olympic boycott, of course, did nothing, really, to stop the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. What stopped that was the same thing that stopped America's role in Afghanistan, which was extremely tough opposition from local mujahideen. But and by the way, the right decision by the Reagan administration to arm those people because they helped win the Cold War. But that's another bit of history. The history we're dealing with right now is the history of whether it's appropriate on this world forum that's supposed to promote peace and values and goodness. Let us really take a listen to the best defense available, I guess, at least for The View. Star Jones and Joy Behar defending Pelosi's position, which is that American athletes should not take the risk of saying anything criticizing China during the games. Here they are from The View.
The speaker is trying to make sure that the athletes don't step
safe.
In it,
yeah.
And that they're safe. You know, if we think about the allegations of human rights violations all the time, and we want our athletes to be able to go, compete, get home safe. So I see what the speaker is saying. I think she's really just trying to make sure.
She's being maternal, I think.
Yeah.
Nancy is mamala. She's always like, I will think about the children. It's for the children. Yeah. She cares about the kids.
For the children. It's for the children. It's for the children. Right. And I know that some of these Olympic competitors are young, and her maternal instincts must be kicking into high gear. By the way, she referred to Nancy as Mamala. Mamma mia. Mamala was supposed to be Kamala Harris, I thought. Yeah, because one of the things that she smiled about, she even said this in her acceptance speech at the Democratic convention, that her stepchildren, two stepchildren, call her Mamala because it rhymes with Kamala. Okay, yeah, fine, great. With all this going on, and the Olympics supposed to be just the kind of joy and entertainment and uplift that the world needs right now. Ted Cruz spoke on the Senate floor about the potential war between Russia and Ukraine. This is clip 16.
Now, let me be clear. There's some who justify American foreign policy and say we have an amorphous obligation to protect democracies. We have an obligation to protect international norms. Madam President, I think all of that is bunk. We have an obligation to protect the national security of the United States of America. The Commander-in-Chief's obligation is to keep Americans safe. What does that mean in this context? Well, I want to make 4 points. Number one, what Putin is trying to do is reassemble the USSR. If he succeeds in doing so, it would be catastrophic for global stability and American security. Putin and Russia are an enemy of America. When the Soviet Union was bigger, stronger, mightier, and with a bigger military, the lives of Americans and the lives of our allies were in far greater jeopardy. It is overwhelmingly in America's interest to prevent Putin from reassembling the Soviet Union, because we do not wish for our enemies to become stronger and use that strength against us.
Okay, there is more, and he's wrong to dismiss this idea that it's a bunch of bunk to talk about the United States' need to maintain some kind of international order. There's a terrific analysis by Walter Russell Mead that appeared in the Wall Street Journal, I think, 2 days ago, that talked about the whole history of foreign policy and this notion of balance of power and this notion of the United States taking over a role that had been played by Great Britain and by the British Empire for a while. The dangerous aspect of the world falling apart is the empowering of rogue nations. In other words, if you are going to say nothing about the kind of genocide that is going on concerning the Uyghurs, or you're talking about nothing about the violation of international norms of one bully regime occupying a neighbor and going after a neighbor regime unprovoked, and yes, it will be unprovoked, even if the Russians do produce some kind of phony false flag operation that claims that the Ukrainians actually started this war, if there is a war. With any of that going on, the important thing is to understand what happened with World War II. World War II didn't start out of a clear blue sky in one September day of 1939. Before that, the dictators in the world, the bad guys, could see there was no reaction. When Mussolini and the Italian fascists attacked Abyssinia, what was then known as Abyssinia, which was Ethiopia, and bombed it, and bombed people, had no way of responding. And people did not respond at all when the Japanese occupied Manchuria in China and began a truly genocidal policy against the Chinese. That was 1933. And what happens when you continue to allow that sort of predatory policy to go forward, then you're asking for even worse. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The thing is this is a big deal.
The Michael MedVed Show. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive winter storm is blanketing the East Coast after battering much of the country this week. Snow is falling from Maine all the way back to Ohio. Rain is falling in cities including Philadelphia, while it's icy throughout Massachusetts. The storm making its way through Texas, where Tom Bamford is traveling, he tells USA Radio News.
I left Marfa, Texas yesterday morning, and it was 17 degrees with a wind chill of zero. When I got to Sanderson, Texas, we were stopped for over an hour and a half. The ice on the road had become so thick, the highway patrol had closed the highway.
President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows America is back at work. The United States adding 467,000 jobs in January. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, they right now over at the MedVed History Store are promoting the complete collection of MedVed talks. Now it's 14 hours of compelling audio, as they say. It's like 15 different speeches, lectures, interactions, panel discussions. This is not the complete collection. It's the complete collection that has actually been taped, and including 10 Lies About Same-Sex Marriage, Hollywood's Delusions, Faith in the White House, Essential or Inappropriate, Faith-Based Schools in America, Divine Providence in American History, which, of course, I've written about a great deal. All of this is available right now 50% off. The one thing that makes me a little bit uncomfortable is over the years, and this covers, I mean, some of these talks were years ago. But over the years, I've done a lot more public speaking than this because I enjoy it. I learn from it. And at some point, however, if you have a taste for this material, and you can get it at MedVed History Store for 50% off, we can unearth some other contributions that I would be eager and interested to do. By the way, coming up, we're going to have a columnist joining us who has written a terrific piece suggesting that the only way Democrats can even hope to win is to nominate somebody who is unlikely to make the race or be willing to make the race, who is regularly seen as one of the most popular people in America, let alone most popular Democrats in America. We will be getting to that on the Michael Medved show. The ongoing possibility of some kind of expanded struggle with Europe that we between Ukraine and Russia that we discussed yesterday with Ralph Peters for some length. There's this State Department claim, and the claim is that the Russians really have hired crisis actors, that they have prepared to actually produce and release some kind of faked documentary video that would indicate that the very substantial Russian population that's in eastern Ukraine was being massacred by the Ukrainians. It is not. There is no indication of that at all in the real world in which most people function, but in the world of Russian propaganda, there is. People should not forget that Putin got his start as a KGB agent. And apparently he was a very good KGB agent, which means largely selling disinformation, selling lies, dividing people, all for the sake of advancing Russian imperial interests. And there was this fascinating exchange involving a State Department spokesman, Ed Price, with a reporter over this announcement of a potential Russian misleading disinformatia op concerning persecution of Russian people by Ukrainians. This is clip 9.
The fact that Russia continues to engage in disinformation campaigns.
You know, you made an allegation that they might do that. Have they actually done it?
What we know, Matt, is what I have just said, that they have engaged in this activity, in this planning activity. Because obviously this is not the first time we've made these reports public. You'll remember that just a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, made what report public?
If you'll let me finish, I will tell you what report we made public. We told you a few weeks ago that we have information indicating Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say that they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that.
Okay. Look, this is another important announcement. That I have no doubt at all that Putin is capable of precisely the kind of double-dealing and misleading, mind-controlling effort that they're talking about here. But the reporter is right. If you're going to make this as a public announcement, you've got to come forward with photographs, something other than just our suspicion is. Or we say so. There has to be something to back it up. The reporter said that the State Department is actually reflecting the kind of approach of a popular talk show conspiracist instead of actually giving fact-based material. This reporter, by the way, is for the AP, I believe. That's clip B.
What is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Now, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think know...
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No, you made a series of allegations and statements.
Would you like us to print out the topper? Because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
What would you like, Matt?
I would like to see some proof that you can show,
Matt. You have
that,
been
that shows you, that you, shows that the Russians are doing this. Ned, I've been doing this for a long time.
I know that
time.
Was my point. You have been doing this for quite a while. You know
I
that
have.
When we declassify intelligence
That's
information,
right. and I
we do so in a means.
In Iraq,
we do so. We do so with an eye to protecting sources and methods.
Is not going to fall.
And at the end, of course, made some tough. Analogies to the past when the State Department released information and turned out not to be reliable. I mean, at least Colin Powell, he was misled himself. I don't think he was part of the fake. But when they were trying to give evidence for WMDs in Iraq, they did produce some photographs and some, quote, evidence. It was just wrong, and it was bad. And here, I mean, it's very complicated. Is it possible that the State Department has been deliberately misled by the Russians about them doing this kind of potential staged production and to make America look bad? I mean, this is one of those things, and by the way, it's something that I know people are going to hate the fact that I say it, but I do have to say it. When you look at the success that the Russians have had with the American public basically stirring up, and they clearly do, there was a, and this they did release the information on, there was a series of both a demonstration and a counter-demonstration, just both pro-Islamic and anti-Islamic, in Texas that was entirely staged by Russians. And this is back in 2016. But the fact is it not possible that some of this negativity on vaccines is stirred up and promoted by Russians? I mean, think about it. It's perfect for them. Of course, undermining any trust in any leadership in America is a totally conceivable and logical Russian goal. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there's this from National Review, and actually also Daily Beast, recalling something that the Russian state TV put forward, and it was years ago, but the scene described on Russian state TV was gruesome. A small boy nailed to a board in eastern Ukraine for a crime his mother committed. But independent sources say it never happened. And again, the idea of creating false victims, false scenes, and providing this convenient video that they do, and again, so much of this pertains to the history of the Ukraine, and it's one of those things that for years and years and years, the American public had a tremendous reverence for one of the leading reporters on the early Soviet Union in the 1920s and 30s, a guy named Walter Duranty. And it's worth recalling, this is something we should talk about with Paul Kangor, Jeremy, because he's written about Walter Duranty quite a bit. In any event, he was a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the New York Times. And there were reports coming out of Ukraine in the early 1930s about mass starvation and deliberate killing of kulaks, who were wealthier landowning peasants, and they weren't really wealthy. There's people who owned some land and were able to actually make a living. And the reports that had been coming out from other sources in Ukraine was that no, this is just made up stories. Everything is fine. We now know, and historians accept, there are at least 3 million people who were literally starved to death in the Holodomor, which is it's a Ukrainian word for Holocaust, which is part of the history between Russia and Ukraine that is very relevant right now. And the fact is that it turned out that we now know why, because they declassified, after the fall of the Soviet Union, they declassified some KGB papers, the kind of background that actually showed that this guy Duranty won a Pulitzer Prize for reporting that everything was fine and that Stalin was an enlightened ruler. He was a member of the Communist Party. He was an agent. He was a traitor. And the idea that that we could be dealing with something like that concerning the justification for some kind of invasion of the Ukraine, I think that's to say that that is inconceivable is simply wrong. To say that that the State Department should actually do more to provide the kind of evidence that people are demanding, that's entirely reasonable. And again, if they have any of that evidence, it only prepares them better for anticipating and digesting and responding to some of the tricks that the Russians and the former KGB agent Vladimir Putin are determined to undertake. It's also interesting. He was, of course, featured at the opening ceremony at the Olympics together with Xi Jinping. And that's one of the things, of course, that should concern every single American, is the idea of a rapprochement, of a coming together of Russia and China. It was actually dividing Russia and China, which was a skillful achievement of Henry Kissinger and the Nixon administration. That was a major factor in winning the Cold War, which we did. And there's a question now about, is it possible that Putin is waiting till the end of the Olympics? And who knows, they may be negotiating seriously with the United States. But the idea that Ted Cruz insists upon, which is that questions of international order, questions of the future of NATO, if NATO collapses or divides or falls apart over any issue or any strain, it's a disaster for the world. Because if you think about the miracle of, yes, and I know there was fighting and killing in the Balkans, but that was the breaking apart of a former communist confederation in Yugoslavia. But basically, there's been no major war in a part of the world that had devastating wars, one after the other. The Napoleonic Wars were incredibly bloody and devastating. And the war between France and Prussia, and it was at that point, it wasn't just Prussia, it was already beginning the German Confederation. But in 1870-71, a devastating war. And then, of course, World War One and World War Two, the two most deadly wars in world history. There were 16 million, and this doesn't even count the victims of the pandemic, of the Spanish flu pandemic. 16 million people, 125,000 Americans. So more than twice as many as who died in Vietnam over the course of 8 years. We were only involved in World War One for a year and a half to settle and finish the war. But all of this is to talk about a change in the world. The idea that Europe has not been, since the end of World War II, a source of violence and contagion and horror and with mass starvation. It's been better. It's been better largely because of the efforts of the United States to lead a North Atlantic, transatlantic alliance. And that alliance has been remarkably successful. And to throw it away at this point, because of some disagreement with Germany or a German desire to continue making money together with the Russians, that would be a real shame. Because some of the victories for liberty. And yes, they very much include the civil rights movement. But they include changes of profound nature, turning Germany and Japan from nightmare countries, truly evil regimes, both of them, into some of the more civilized nations on Earth. That's an achievement of epical significance, and it needs to be defended. We are going to try to defend some appreciation for the United States of America. We'll be speaking to Ruben Navarrete about this terrific story about a courageous teacher in California who was standing up to the teaching of critical race theory. And she's black, by the way. And why is she standing up for it? Because she is sane and she can see what is working with her students, and her students being mostly Hispanic and responding very poorly to the CRT curricula. We will be getting to that story. We'll also be talking about a desperate ploy that is being seriously considered by more and more Democrats, including a prominent columnist who is talking about the emergency break glass in case of emergency candidate. They mean breaking the glass ceiling. How? With Michelle Obama as a candidate for president. Do you think that's inconceivable? Okay, who do you think Democrats would rather campaign for, Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris? Or for that matter, Joe Biden? How would that work for Michelle Obama to jump into the race when she said repeatedly she's not interested? We will get to that as well. And the death this week of a heroic figure who actually proved in court that sometimes even people who dress themselves up as scholars can be profound liars about history. We'll talk about that and more, all coming up on the Michael Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.